listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
You and I don't know each other, but you said you lost your father young. The day before, my father was an attorney at law, graduated Syracuse. But the day before my fifth birthday, he was killed in a car accident. And, you know, people don't realize, those of us who have lost our fathers young, there's a missing element for the entirety of our lives. I look at people and I go, oh, that's why they have that confidence. They were brought up. They have a concrete footing of reliability, trustworthiness, and love. And when you don't have a father, you don't get that. But I will say, on behalf of the Lord, he said he is the father to the orphan. And I want you to know, this is a true story. I was in upstate New York and went through a breakup with a girl. It was devastating for me. And in Schenectady, New York, and we were in a circle praying. Actually, we were at Barry Feinstein's home. He was a Jew that became a believer in Jesus, then became a messianic pastor, he and his wife. But anyway, so I was really down. It's one of the lowest points of my life. And we were in a circle praying, about six of us, and this one man put his hand on my shoulder. And he said to me, I was not in the radio business at the time. I did have an advertising firm, but I was not in the radio business. And he said that the Lord told me that you're going to move from New York State. You're going to move out of New York State. And he said, and you're going to go somewhere outside of Orlando. Very specific. And he said, you're going to have a radio show. So I totally forgot what he said. And I went along. Gerald Durstein flew me into St. at his Christian Retreat Center in Bradenton, Florida. And then I'd already gone to Africa. And after Africa, this other lady, a Catholic lady, the mother of nine, invited me to go with her husband, children, to go to Haiti to feed the hungry. And when we got back to the United States, they brought me over to they brought me from Sarasota over to Vero Beach. And that's how I got introduced to Vero Beach. And a year later, I stopped in again. And one thing led to another. Now I've been on the radio 28 years.
Praise God.
Now, which is amazing. And I know, and I just wanted to explain to others that maybe didn't get such a clear calling of God. Well, remember, I paid a big, big, big price to have God be my father. He says he's the father to the orphan. And he's very blatant with me, but that's because God is not a man that he should lie. So he steps in if you've lost your dad or your mom or both, and he says he is the father to the orphan. I have a friend of mine that's up on the beach. He's a billionaire, and he only has an eighth grade education, and he was orphaned, and God was his father. He lived at the YMCA as a kid, and ended up buying, it doesn't really matter what he did. But anyway, he said, he joked to me recently, he said, you know, imagine if I'd gone to ninth grade, what I could have done. But anyway, the point being that that God is the father to the orphan. And you were, how old were you when your dad died, Pastor Chris Vogel?
Well, we were out the first day of deer season. I had just turned 15, and I was excited. I didn't know for certain that I killed a deer, so I needed help. So I started going back and looking, and I saw what I thought was a deer. Then I realized it was a man. Then, as I got closer, I saw this red leather cap that only my father had. He didn't want to be mistaken. And when I got to him, his face was completely blue. He had died of a massive heart attack. And I just became a very angry person. I just couldn't handle it. I was getting in fights, getting thrown out of school. I put my mom through a very difficult time.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's been times where, you know, you wonder why God does what he does. I don't know. In the end, he's God. And, oh, I know there is a God, and I know I'm not him. I don't know why he does what he does, but...
Well, I'm just happy, like, people such as yourself and Jonathan McClain can get onto the airways and allow people to hear what God has done in the lives of people, and also spread the gospel as they do on WCNO, I know, with the different programs they have in the morning and then early evening. But it's a whole new life for me. I don't, you know, I listen to Christian music. I don't I still like my hard rock once in a while. I mean, I can't, if you play Led Zeppelin, I'm probably going to listen to it. But for the most part, I still like my Christian music, and that's my life has been completely transformed by the Holy Spirit.
Want a whole lot of love? Well, you know, it's a funny thing. As you get older, I remember when I was younger, I was in Albany, New York, and Led Zeppelin was going to play at this place on Central Avenue. And at that time, I had no appetite for rock music, and I didn't go to see them. Now that I'm an older guy, I would love to see them. But I will tell you this. I did do this, though. I did go to Woodstock. And,
wow.
And that's another situation. I don't know that I didn't know the Lord back then, but I didn't like concerts, as I told you. And my older brother was 19 or 20. And I was 15. And it was the summer of Woodstock, 1969. And I didn't go to concerts. I didn't like concerts. I didn't like big crowds of people or anything. I said to my brother, though, I always was intuitive. I said, we have to go to this. I said, I don't know why, but I know this is going to be something much more than a concert. I just know it. And so we walked 11 miles that day.
Oh.
We got stuck in traffic. We walked 11 miles. We got there as Richie Havens was singing his song, Freedom. One thing it did give us was we had 500,000 people without an act of violence. And we really wanted peace and love. And I believe God reads the heart of man. I wonder on the other side of eternity, we'll find out how many of those people. Now, by that time, I have to say I was not doing drugs. I didn't like drugs. I didn't like what it did to me. No LSD, no marijuana. Not everybody was drinking and getting high at Woodstock.
Right.
A lot of us were there just for the love. And but anyway, so that's my story. That's my story, but I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying some rock music now and then. Now, if people want to get involved, let's say there's business people listening, they want to get involved in the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, which is an alliance of business and those of faith. You have an annual event in December, and what is that called?
It's the Christmas Proclamation Supper. So the Christmas Proclamation Supper consists of people issuing the proclamations for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we cover the seven mountains, and we have usually one or usually two vocalists that will sing during the event. And then we have a guest speaker, and a guest speaker is always someone who is very powerful. We've had, this year we're going to have Steve Riggle, who's a pastor of the largest church in Houston, is going to be our speaker this year. We've had, J.C. Church, a pastor out of Ohio, who really had a tremendous impact on the elections, on getting people to register to vote, because he saw early on that there was a spiritual warfare going on against our faith. And we've had a lot of great speakers. And another one, a pastor out of Miami, who won, my mind just went blank, a powerful church in Miami. And this was an attorney who left the legal field and now has got one of the largest churches in Miami. He's written a book, What is a Man? And but we've had really good speakers, and we'll have one this year. So, and a lot of people that come to that are not necessarily people that are saved. You know, I say business leaders and civic leaders, but they know it's a big event. They know that a lot of people are there.
Oh, I see. That's very good. And, of course, around Christmas, no one shuts you down when you talk about Jesus. The one time of the year you can talk about the Lord.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, it's just an opportunity for fellowship, an opportunity for people to see other people that, you're here too. And so I don't feel so alone, and they get a chance to open up. And, you know, we always have an altar call at the end. don't necessarily have people running up to the stage, but in their heart, you know, confessing. And it's just, and the feedback we get is phenomenal. And we have a website. It's tccalliance.com.
So TCC Alliance, Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, TCCAlliance.com. TCCA.
And we had recently, we had Rabbi Kahn speak at our National Day of Prayer. Now, we've never had a speaker for the National Day of Prayer, but this year we had Jonathan Kahn.
And I was there.
Okay, so you saw. That's what we do. And so,
yeah, he's the Jewish guy who became a believer in Jesus as Messiah, and he has a number of number one selling books on the New York Times bestsellers, et cetera.
Yeah, incredible. I mean, the first book that I recall was The Harbinger, which it was like, wow. And he really aligns events that are occurring now with Scripture. I mean, as you well know, Daniel has a number of prophecies that will be fulfilled. Not all of his prophecies have been filled yet, but every prophecy to date that has been filled by Daniel just gives me future belief that other prophecies are going and are in a process of being fulfilled. So it's he's able to tie all that in, and he's a true man of God, a true scholar, very knowledgeable.
Well, listen, we're out of time for today. It's been great meeting you
Likewise. Via
Zoom. I'm sorry I can't be in the studio with you. I'm up here in Vermont, getting some cool weather for the summer. But Pastor Chris Vogel, I will say sincerely, I like you just from having met you on the screen here. And I'm all for what you're doing, Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And if you want me to participate in that dinner in any way, shape, or form come this December, you can count on me. I don't know how you would want to use me or whatever, but you're welcome to. And I will meet with you face-to-face when I return to Florida, I hope. And God bless you, and may his face shine upon you. May you have good health, and keep on keeping on for him. And I'm glad we brought up our old friend Jim Way.
Very good. Well, praise be to God. And also, I just lift up the people in Vermont that are have suffered from the flooding, from the rains, and pray for recovery, both financially and spiritually, in Jesus' name.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Chris Vogel. Treasure Coast, a Christian Alliance. God bless you. Have a great day, sir.
God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
Dead king.